Hi, guys. Welcome back to another podcast. So, you know, this is like the newer, sicker. You know, I'm going to tell Harry this to his face. This is the taller and, you know, just a generally more interesting one to talk to. Okay. Welcome back to the show. Joey exactly. Joey.
Joey right? Joy. What's up? What's going on, gentlemen?
What's happening? So,
nice guy.
Fuck you. He makes this thing where, like, whenever I'm looking for something to say, I'd look at him. But I was actually looking at Clara because Clara's the one that, like, has been talking about your season for the longest time.
I know. I could tell. She's a huge fan.
Well, we didn't all watch the. I watched season one, but I didn't watch all of season two.
Sorry, I only watched season two.
I'm so sorry, man. But yeah, so we were like, yeah, I heard you were coming on, and we were asking Clara. She was just telling us what happened and stuff. So now we're all filled in.
Mm-hmm. You guys got the tea then?
Yeah.
Do I have to wear these?
Some of the tea. You don't have to.
Yeah. Just want to make sure that you're kind of like
talking into
deep throating. Yeah, on the mic.
Deep throat.
Yeah.
All right. We're good now.
Yeah. Wow, Chris, that was really graphic.
That was
I didn't even do shit. I don't know what they're talking about.
No, Chris,
you're gonna be doing shit behind my back.
No, Chris, literally just fucking neck.
They said
that
the deep throat thing, and I was like, and that was it.
So you were deep. So you did do something.
Oh, okay, yeah, well, I did.
Yeah.
All right, so guys, make sure to subscribe. Follow us on Instagram. Be linked down below, as well as Spotify. Go ahead and listen to us there at the Sync and Apple Podcasts. Leave us a review. But yeah, man, Joey. So take us to the beginning before. Too hot to handle. What went down? You were in college playing football.
Yes,
right?
Sir.
And then how'd you get like picked for too hot to handle? What was the story there?
Yeah, so that's actually weird. So I graduated from college last year and then moved to Miami.
Yeah.
Best place in the world. And then I'm actually starting to like LA a little bit though.
What's drawing you to LA versus Miami?
I think just like this new world I'm thrown into.
The influencer,
like,
creator.
Yeah, for sure. This is like where the work is, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, and everyone has like the same mindset. Mm-hmm. Miami's just like, go out, get fucked up. Like, everyone has money, but nobody works. It's so weird.
I feel like the order to go is California, grind, and then go to Miami and party.
You don't go from Miami to LA. That's what you're saying?
I'm doing it backwards.
I mean, you can do that too. I mean, but I feel like California, like the work, the grind, and every, like, all the influencers here and the way they work together and collab is just the place to be. And like, nowhere else has that.
Yeah.
I agree.
You were telling me before, so we'll talk about your girlfriend later, but like Carly moved into this house, like this apartment building, which I've heard of.
Yeah.
It's like where every Netflix star is basically living right now. What's that about?
I was with them. They were like, I was with Nathan and Carly and they were like apartment shopping. And we passed like this building and it literally has a big like Netflix thing on it.
Uh-huh.
We were like, all right, might as well check this one out. Like it must be meant to be. Went in. The Netflix headquarters is there. Just built this new apartment building. I like forget what it's called, but it's actually
we know,
super
like,
dope.
If you live in LA, you see that sign, sign. Yeah.
There's like Netflix security walking around. It's crazy. Like it's brand new. They have a bunch of shit going on there. And so they'll be in there. And there's the Netflix like theater is there too. So like when they premiere shit,
they're
it's like
there.
Right there. It's like all on the same campus. It's like it's like a Netflix cult that
Damn.
I guess I'm a part of now.
Do you have to be, do you have to have like been on a Netflix show to like live there?
Requirement. No, just kidding. No.
That's what
it's like normal living. But
It just happens to be like a Netflix.
To be the Netflix. Okay.
That's awesome. Because there was that time when everyone lived on Vine Street during the Vine days,
YouTube
days. But now it's like the Netflix stars are becoming influencers after they're on the show.
Yeah.
And so they're all living in these buildings. Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
It's weird. Like you see like a lot of these other shows, Too Hot to Handle is a little different just because I don't even know what it is. Like I don't know what the draw is to it, but it's like instantly like, dude, I had like 2,700 followers. Like a
it's
month
just,
ago.
I
a month ago,
like a month
you
ago.
Grew like 350K and 400K or whatever.
Yeah, I'm about to hit like half a mil.
Fuck.
And I think it's the audience that watches Too Hot to Handle. Like they're like really like into social media and stuff. Yeah.
Clara, do you follow him on Instagram?
I don't.
Oh shit. Never mind. That didn't work out.
Hate
I follow
that.
You.
Yeah.
I knew who you were.
As soon as you walk in, you're gonna have some competition with Chris. Chris is over here just. Chris is over here like this. You should have seen this kid's face.
What? I don't know what he's talking about right now.
Nah, Chris. That's Chris doesn't get threatened. Okay.
Yeah, I'm chilling.
Chris, like, run that.
Chris
run
is
that.
A threat.
If you guys are
Chris
watching
is a
this,
ladies man.
Dude,
I am a ladies man. But yeah. I'm for one lady. One lady. One lady.
Oh wait, are you guys? You guys
yeah. They
oh,
actually.
Oh shit.
No.
I don't follow her.
No. It was so funny.
Imagine.
It was funny. You literally should have seen Chris's face when you said that. I mean, like, who really?
I mean, I don't. I was
gonna film again. I can't just be like.
Yeah, I was just itching my head.
That's basically what's happening.
Chris is already, he's deep throating mics talking about. Like,
yeah, I'm good. I'm straight. I'm right here. I got nothing to hide.
It's an interesting thing because we've known Chris forever. You know, this is his first real like relationship, and we love Clara. She's over here all the time.
She keeps Chris in check.
But I read an article about you where you said that you used to juggle like multiple women at a time. The fuck does that mean, man? How many women? Like, how was that? How was that? Was that in college? Was that in high school? Like, what was the story there?
Honestly, like, this is like my first real girlfriend.
Okay.
Like, honestly, like,
Carly's your first real girlfriend.
Like, yeah, I've had girlfriends before, but like, she's like the first one that's like I've never like posted her on my Instagram besides like maybe prom. Mm-hmm.
How many girls would say that you've been their boyfriend?
That's a different story.
I don't know. None. I hope none.
You don't think any? Like, maybe I saw this thing on TikTok today. It's like, the fuck is the talking phase? You're my girlfriend and I'm single. And I was like, bro, that's fucking.
That's actually fat. That's like, yeah. That's what it is.
Yeah, I thought that shit was hilarious.
She's a spy from the other side.
Yeah, she's spying. No, yeah, but yeah, because I feel like, you know, maybe you're saying like, oh, yeah, I've never had a girlfriend before, but then there's like 10 girls out there like, yeah. Oh yeah, I dated this guy for like.
Yeah.
No. I've had like serious, like, not serious. I mean, yes, I get like serious like talking phases, I guess, where you're like.
Yeah.
Exclusive, but like, nah, full on like posting your girl like often, like all this shit. This is like the first time I've.
For sure. You guys met on the show, right? Yeah. Like officially, that's crazy. So like your first girlfriend is off the show,
and like late on, and like late on the show too, right? Because you weren't even on there at the beginning.
Nah, I came like halfway through.
So yeah, you came in like the last four episodes, and then you just came in.
Yeah, last five. Yeah.
How does the how's the casting process work for?
Oh yeah, so
for two. Yeah, we got kind of distracted.
Literally, somebody just. So what they do is, it's a UK production company.
Okay.
And they have like a bunch of these like, not casting producers, but like talent finder people that get assigned like areas of the world. And Too Hot to Handle is supposed to be like everywhere they speak English. So like whatever country, as long as you speak English. And the girl who like got assigned Florida and the US, like, probably sent hundreds of DMs to
That's
people.
Massive. Florida.
Florida.
Yeah, okay.
And so like somebody got probably like the Northeast, like the wet, like whoever, like got assigned all these areas, Australia, Canada, or whatever. And she got assigned my area, like DM me, probably DM'd 100 guys like in Florida. And I just answered. And it was like under this thing, Parties in Paradise. Got a phone call with her and she liked me. And I like... So they don't really they can't really tell you anything, like nothing about Too Hot to Handle. Like that was not even a thing. They tell you like it's going to be on the biggest street. They can't even say Netflix. So like the biggest streaming platform, like over 300 million subscribers. And then I go to Google. I'm like, what has three? So the next biggest one is like Hulu with like 100 million maybe. And so I was like, okay, it's on Netflix. So like whatever it is, like I'm not really doing anything. Like I'm in.
It's fucking Netflix.
It's like quarantine right now. Like it's COVID. Like I like fuck it. Like go.
What were you doing at that time in Miami? When you
literally
got
this like marketing job just so I could like move away from Pittsburgh and like live in Miami because like I had friends down there. I was like, I'm gonna do whatever it is and then get down there. Then a couple months later, got this and it was just like,
wow.
I don't do marketing anymore.
Well, how do they find
Well, I guess
you?
I do. I do a little bit of marketing.
You do, but for you're myself. For yourself. So how do they find you? You had how many followers did you have at that point?
Like 2,700, less than 3,000.
So how do they find you out of every guy?
Your guess is as good as mine.
Wow.
And then it's like months and months of like, not Skype, but Zoom interviews. And you're just, it's like the next step. Then you talk to their boss. Then you talk to their boss, like groups of these people. And it's just like, it's a weird situation because it's like bragging about yourself. Like they do the first thing like, all right, like how many girls do you get with? And like, what are some of your crazy shit you've done? Like, and you're supposed to sit there like, yeah, you know, I get like different girls, but like that's not like I didn't want to be like, you know what I mean? Like that's so weird
it's
to
like,
do,
it's
especially
like D-bag interviews.
Yeah, it's like I don't want to be like that. So it's like
that's also kind of crazy in like a business sense of like, you know, you're having like this like not, you know, it's like a business casting meeting and you're like, yeah,
they're like, take your shirt off. You're like, all right, well,
it's casting
on the
couch
Zoom in front of the producers.
Oh,
and stuff?
Yeah, dude. Like dance, like show, like put on your favorite song and like dance for, like bizarre shit. Cause they need like to be on a reality show like that. You're supposed to be like,
isn't it fucked up that they disguise it as Party in Paradise though?
Yeah, describe that like that area. So you didn't know you're on Too Hot to Handle. Like how do they disguise it and reveal it later?
So no, it was wild. So the whole time I'm thinking Parties in Paradise, but I'm not like an idiot. I looked into like the production company. Fremantle's the production company.
Okay.
And I looked into it and it was like, okay, they did Too Hot to Handle. and it's on Netflix, and it times up about, it's like almost a year since that aired, and it was a huge success. Like, obviously there's going to be season two, and I'm like, okay, so like, I'm going to keep just whatever, Parties in Paradise, Parties. This concept of the show didn't even make sense. They're like, you're on a boat with like all these beautiful people, and you're just going to get fucked up and party, and we're going to stop along, whatever. And I'm just like, all right, like on a boat, and when I get there, and I didn't ask questions because I was like, okay, I think I know it's too hot to handle. So I get there and I quarantine personally for like a month because I came on later. I think they might have done like 3 weeks or something.
Yeah.
A little less than 3 weeks. I was quarantining for a month in a villa, like a 2-bedroom villa with like a random motherfucker from the UK. He was cool. Yeah. And you guys, no phone. I could only talk to my parents like once every other day for like 10 minutes for like a month. So they give you whatever groceries you want. You can like order food like a couple nights a week. I have like Netflix, YouTube, and like the BDS cable that's in Turks and Caicos.
Yeah.
Okay. For like a month. So it's like, it's weird. You got to get up, like, I don't know. I was like working out, like eating clean. Like, obviously I knew I was about to be on a show, like in a bathing suit all day. And so whatever, that happens for like a month. And I go on for my first profile shoot. You know, the corny ones in the beginning where you're like, Joey from blah, blah, blah. Like, I do this. Yeah. Like, yeah, like, I go out to the bar and it, like, that shit. Yeah. So, like, go to, with all, it's, like, a dark room with, like, these, like, Star Wars looking ass, like, things. And I get there and I'm like, okay, it's too hot to handle. I get there. There's, like, 20 people wearing, like, Parties in Paradise crew shirts, like, crew Parties in Paradise. Their badges say Parties in Paradise. I was like, damn, this is, like, I don't think they go that far. Like, everything, the whole crew, whole production, everyone's Parties in Paradise, like, fit it up. And I'm like, okay, I guess I'm going on Parties in Paradise, whatever. So then you leave, go back. It's like a week goes by, and then I go on the show, and they're like, have you ever heard of Too Hot to Handle? And I was like, yeah, of course. They're like, this is Too Hot to Handle. I was like, oh, shit.
That's nuts.
I was like, all right, so this is the biggest one I can be on. So
That's insane. But you kind of have that feeling the entire time. So you're like going through all this shit, taking this.
Yeah.
They look for a specific type of person. Because if you're doing like a normal 9-to-5, you can't do that shit.
Nah.
You got to be in this weird state where you just moved to Miami. You're down to fucking go have fun.
Yeah.
And then you're also willing to just go all day and like quarantine for a month with no phone.
Yeah. No, so that
where's the shock factor, like, where does that come in? Where, like, because obviously in the first season the shock factor was like, oh shit, we can't have sex, but like for you, like, if it was like, okay, 50-50, I might be on this show and I might not have sex, like, were you still shocked? Of course.
If anything, I was like, because I was thinking like more business minded, and I was like, if anything, I was like excited. I was like, okay, like, you don't know how this Parties in Paradise show is going to do, but you know, like, Too Hot to Handle is going to boom. Like, it's going to do
great
well.
Opportunity.
So I was like, all right, game on, like, put your game face on, and you're meeting all these. It's really intimidating, honestly. Like, I pulled up in like a jet ski, and you're like, my first time filming anything like this. Like, I've never been on a show, like, never, like, I told you, not huge into social media. Like, and you're like put on a beach. You literally pull up to like a Hollywood movie set. Like, those big, like, cranes and shit with there's like, I don't even know, 15 cameras, like, all this shit, and they're all like, whatever, you're like, all this shit's in your face, and then you get like put on a beach in front of all these, like, obviously, like, really good looking people, and you're like, what's your type? Like, who do you like here? Like, and you're just like,
I saw that shit.
Yeah, it's like, what's your type?
Chilling on the jet ski.
And then I'm like the type of person, it's like, I don't want to like say my type and like have this girl pissed that she's not like blonde, like, you know what I mean?
Like,
I don't know. Like, I'm just meeting all these people and I'm about to be living with them. Like, I don't want to step on toes or anything.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's just like,
so like, how real is like the beef that kind of happens on Too Hot to Handle then? Because like, I don't know, first night, like, you were, I don't know all the names of the people, but you were talking to that one girl.
You came in with Carly right after the Chase situation with Carly kind of went bad.
No, it was like before that. It was like, you were talking to who's the one, who's the other guy that, I don't know if he was French or something.
Yeah. Marvin.
Yeah. Yeah. He was like, you know, he was all jealous and shit.
Yeah.
And then you're like,
I was like,
because like, honestly, you didn't seem like, you don't seem like you like want to like get in confrontation with people.
Nah.
But like, I mean, the girl was ready to talk shit.
No, she was right. As soon as I pulled up, she's like, yeah, no. But she's wild though. Melinda's wild. She'll say what the fuck ever to anybody. Mm-hmm. So like, as soon as I learned that she was like that, and then it like made more sense. But I didn't want to, because I was, you know, coming in, you don't want to come into a house with like all these dudes here and like be the one that everyone's like, you know, fuck this guy.
You're
so
right.
Like, you got to be smart, but you also got to do whatever's best for you. So that's what's wild about that. What was the question?
How was it? Oh yeah, how real is like the beef that kind of like was like, was he like actually,
oh, no, nah, I mean, I didn't really do it. I didn't like do anything with Melinda, so like, he probably wasn't too pissed about that. But like, a couple things you get pissed off about, The beef about like the money, for me personally, it was kind of like, I don't know. Like, you're on camera and you know, like,
you know you're on camera.
You know you're on camera and you know you're on a show. You want to like bring the drama up, obviously. Sure. And everyone's like, someone like kissed and lost $3,000, and everyone's like, coming at you. And then right. when the camera's off, everyone's like,
okay. You know what I mean? Like, for people to understand, like, the premises, like, you can't. You lose money when you do, like, Harry was explaining this obviously when he came on the show, but
yeah.
you lose money when you do certain things. Like, you kiss somebody, you end up like having sex with them, you lose a certain amount of money, and that comes mm-hmm. out of this $100,000 pot, right? Yep. And so, and they tell you that, like, after they reveal it's not like the paradise show.
Yeah.
And so it's this intense thing where you put a ton of people together who definitely want to fuck, but they yeah. cannot, or they're going to lose each other money. Yep.
And you're sleeping in bed with them every night.
Yeah.
And that's also another trippy factor. In the bedroom, like 30 cameras also. Like,
right?
Everyone has their own cameras and like and more. And there's like night vision and there's heat sensors. So like
heat sensors.
Because I got there and I was like, hey, they can't see what I do like under the blanket. But they have like infrared, you know, like you know those things?
Chris Luke. Like, what if they see like red going into blue slowly coming out, turning into yellow?
They see like the outline.
Turning into yellow? I don't know.
It's the mix.
You didn't pass high school art class, but no, they see like the outline of your body, like the body heat.
Yeah.
And they can see what you do. But
it's just a fucking cock.
No, so you actually can't get away with any, no beating up. There's a camera right in your mouth when you're taking a shit, like in the shower. Like, you literally can't do anything.
You can you jerk off?
No.
Oh, wow.
That lets one.
See, now that's just out of pocket. That's
yeah.
What? Because, like, the thing is, at least if you aren't getting pussy, like, you can still jerk off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, like, well, no, I'm just saying, like in like daily life, like,
yeah,
if you're like,
yeah, yeah.
if you have like a dry, you know, if you're dry for a little bit, then like, yeah. you know, you just fucking jerk off and like everything's fine.
Exactly. How much do you lose if you jerk off?
I don't remember. I want to say like,
cause like
somewhere
some guy,
between like $3,000 and $6,000.
Six
like
grand?
Maybe I think it was four. Cause the one dude did it, Cam, on the show.
Yeah.
Beat off in the show. He was like went. To, he just he said fuck it and did it. He was like talking to the other dudes on the show. He's like, yo, like I gotta like do it or I'm gonna like fuck her and we're gonna lose $20,000. So we gotta like. And so they were like watching the door for him. It was like real dramatic. Honestly, they're like out front of the door like waiting. Like someone wanted to use the bathroom. Like can't go in. Like there's business. It's like
he's just beating off in the.
Yeah. They're like, how long do you need? He's like, solid like 2 minutes.
Oh my god,
man. That's so funny. Oh wait, what were some of the questions that you had?
Oh yeah, so the question I came up with earlier is like, so we were thinking about like money deductions and shit. Like, how much are you losing for just like raw anal? Like
anal raw? Yeah.
Did anybody do raw anal on the show?
And is that detected by the heat?
No, Lana knows anal. Actually, Lana is the robot.
Yeah.
That's spelled backwards is anal. So like, yes, that's like her. Oh, yeah.
Can you explain Lana real quick for our audience?
Oh, so Lana is like this Alexa type thing, mm-hmm. and it's like this cone shaped robot that pretty much runs our life for like,
yeah.
However many weeks you're there, she talks shit. Sounds like Siri. Like she's like, hey, you're, she's like Joey. And you're like, oh fuck, what's she about to say? So like she like runs shit around there and she sees everything, like all the, you know, cameras yeah. are her seeing everything. And but yeah, so wow. raw anal, I would say like upwards of $20,000 probably.
Did anybody do anal on the show?
I feel like that's kind of
a big step. And
that's a bigger step.
That's like something when you get cut, like, because everyone there is just meeting each other for the first time. So if you're like that big of a savage where you're like
yeah.
the first time you're hooking up, like you're going straight for the booty hole. Like, I don't know.
I thought that that's what would maybe I'm mistaken, but I thought that would be like the first time encounter, right?
Oh,
just
no,
straight
man.
To anal. But.
Is that what you do? That's your forte?
Yeah,
oh, just straight to the anal.
For sure.
Because the girls like to say, like, I'm still a virgin, but they get, like, anal.
Yeah, come on, dude. It's like, it's
the
okay
best is when people say they're saving themselves for marriage and then they'll just, like, do anal with people. And yeah. it's like,
that doesn't stack up.
You know, anything, like, save the anal for marriage.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Well, it's more or less.
You have
like,
to have more trust in the person to do anal, I feel like. So marriage would be, like, way more.
Well, it's like, I'm no rocket science, but anal is significantly more gruesome than just regular sex.
For
so,
sure.
Like, I mean, there's a lot of shit that happens in anal, and therefore like,
a lot of shit that
you know, a lot of shit,
a lot of shit probably.
You know, I mean, it's just
anal.
You know,
I've never. Have you done anal?
No, I haven't.
He's like, this is my podcast.
No, I never have.
Okay,
nah, never done it.
I've never done anal.
I've actually never done either. I don't really get the physics of it. Like, I feel like buttholes are. All right, go ahead.
No,
like, buttholes are a lot smaller.
It's just
than,
small, tiny shit.
I think you got to work up to it.
Yeah, I mean, is there like a pull out, like deduction difference?
Oh, we're still on anal. Wait, what?
No. Like,
no, we're just talking about like actual,
deduction.
Just like genuine, like is sex just like rated on like one thing, or like do you get like less point deduction if like you're pulling out, or if like you're like using a condom, or you know, like all this stuff?
There was condoms like everywhere, honestly. Like next to your beds, you're like not allowed to have sex, but they're like, in case you want to like do something, like here's a condom. But
well, they don't want more people leaving the island than what they
like multiple. They're multiplying.
Yeah, the people are fucking multiplying as they're on the island.
No, I
imagine imagine it's like too hot to handle. Star gets pregnant while filming.
That's minus.
You'd have to be on the show for like a year.
Yeah.
You have to be on the show for a whole year.
Yeah, but like imagine like you're like driving home on, you know, you're like flying home, you're like feeling a little sick and shit, and then you like get tested when you get home. You're like, yeah, I just got a fucking baby from this reality TV show.
That'd be nuts.
That'd be an interesting
break
one.
Break the internet.
That definitely makes season three nuts.
So wait, real quick. Speaking of speaking of anal, how did everyone see like Harry Jowsey on the show from the previous season? Do they see him as like?
Speaking of anal.
Yeah. Just it made me think of Big Man Jowsey. So
Jesus Christ, you guys know him.
Yeah,
we love Harry.
He's on the podcast.
I'm saying only this because we really know Harry well.
Yeah.
Harry was huge off the first season, right? Was he one of the biggest like successes off the show in terms of what he did in social media?
Oh my god, dude, the dude like business wise, you can't, anybody can't, even if you don't like the guy, like you can't say anything bad about what he's made of. Like I literally can't name even like biggest reality stars you can think of, like Snooki, like.
Yeah,
Mike DeSitch, like who, whatever. Like Harry's killed the game. Like he's made longevity of it, and I think like that's what we all think of when we were off the show. And if you want to pursue this like influencer thing, I think you want to kind of look at what Harry's done, and maybe not like copy everything he's done. He has his like niche. Like he talks about like sex, and like that's like his thing, kind of. But like he's made it work, and he makes money, and he's. Knows how to stay relevant, which is like the name of the game,
dude. Know? When he's in, like, when we go to like around like a ton of these influencers, a lot bigger than we are, like the Sway or the Hype House guys, and they're like all hanging out, and Harry's there. He is part of that, And it's weird that he made that transition so quickly without making that his original thing. He's close with all these different influencers, and he's able to collab with them. And that's like, I don't know if he did that on purpose or just like who he is as a person made it easy to do that.
Yeah.
He fucking killed it.
Killed it, bro. I told him. I tell him every time I see him. I'm like, bro, you killed the game.
Yeah.
Like, that's what we can only hope to, like, because being realistic, like, this thing doesn't have longevity unless you make it.
Yeah.
Because, like, soon as the next season of Too Hot to Handle comes out, you're.
Oh, yeah. There's new stars and there's new.
There's also, like, international Too Hot to Handles now. Like, I was, like, typed in Too Hot to Handle then. There's like Too Hot to Handle Brazil.
Brazil, yeah. I haven't watched it, but I saw it on Netflix.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting. I was like,
that's. It's still got to be like America, or like America, UK is still like the peak of it. That's like the biggest crowds, and it has like the biggest result after the show.
People in the UK love their reality TV.
They do, I mean, Love Island was massive. It started there.
Yeah.
That was insane. Yeah.
The Love Island USA doesn't do as well.
Have you watched have you watched any Cody Ko videos talking about Too Hot to Handle?
I watched his, like, the first one when the show came out. I watched it, and he's hilarious.
Yeah.
That's like the first video I watched of his.
Yeah.
Who he look like right
now.
Oh
my god, he does look like Cody Ko.
People say that shit. I used to have long hair.
He
like
some hair down here.
Yeah. You do look like him. You related to him?
No. At least I don't think so.
Do you know him?
No, what was that?
Do you know him?
I haven't met him, no. I'd love to, though. I think it'd be kind of fun. Like, literally, there was a time
you should have him on.
Everyone, everyone I would meet would be like, oh my god, you look like Cody Ko. Like,
you do, bro. When you said that, I like kind of like.
Yeah. No, yeah. Everybody told me.
I was like, he's actually like, here.
Is his brother? Is that him or what?
Yeah, but no, his videos are fucking hilarious about Too Hot to Handle. And
he like does it in a way, he like makes fun of it, but he also says like, it's the best reality. Like
watches it. Yeah. And that's why he's able to make fun
of it. You know what? I'm actually into this now.
Yeah.
He just did one about like Fuckboy Island or something.
Yeah. I don't know, did he?
F-Boy Island.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was funny. It was like. Because I was like, bro, what even is this show? Hulu made like an F-Boy Island.
HBO Max, but.
Oh, yeah.
No, I literally see those motherfuckers everywhere. Like, I have like.
Is that
Garrett. Yeah.
That's what he's on. Okay.
Yeah,
really?
Wow.
That's on HBO.
He was just here a week ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, we know this guy named Welcome.
Huh? No, he came to my
chilling.
Party.
Yeah, just chilling.
Well, the thing about that is, like, if you want to go influencer route after that show, they made it really tough. One, because. HBO Max, I feel like, is new at that shit. And, it, like, whatever goes on Netflix is going to get traction. Huge. But it's hard for them. And they kind of got put at a disadvantage from a dude standpoint because there's three girls and, like, I think, like, 30 dudes.
What? The ratio.
Yeah. So
well, dude, it's F-Boy Island, man.
So you're competing against, like, 29
you
dudes?
To see it
biggest F-Boy
shit,
wins.
Shit, okay.
So, like, you really, to, like, get a big, like, jump start on your career from that show, you really have to be like the main.
Yeah, yeah. And you have to be big enough where people are taking those videos from HBO Max and reposting them everywhere else. It's easier with Netflix, but it's a lot harder if you're taking it from HBO Max, which is a lot less subscribers. Yeah, and then that has to go out to a ton of different
people. Do you guys have HBO Max?
I had it in college because I had like a discount.
And then we had it to watch. We had
the student discount when that's over.
When that's over, I'm not paying for that. No.
We had it to watch Game of Thrones again.
That was it. Yeah.
And that's just about it.
That's kind of it.
Not FBoy Island.
Not FBoy Island. If it shows up on TikTok,
I haven't watched as much TV as I used to. Like I used to watch TV all the time, but like or like Netflix and shit all the time. I guess not having a girlfriend makes you watch a lot less Netflix.
Yeah, that's like the go-to, like let's chill.
Yeah, but I was actually thinking about it.
You had a girlfriend?
No, I did.
And you don't anymore?
No, I've had a girlfriend for like a year now or something. But I was thinking back to how many shows I've watched on Netflix. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you throw a show on and then you start fucking. And then it's like, you know, there's no reason. Like, it literally happens on, like, there's probably endless shows on Netflix that I've watched and I've never seen
it. It says, like, continue watching.
I cannot tell you a single thing. And you're like, you know, because I dated her for a long time. So you like start to like go like back to movies. You're like, oh, we're already halfway through this one.
I saw a TikTok that was like, out of that trend, it was like, play the song that you've like fucked to the most times. And it like skipped to like The Office like theme song.
Parks and Rec fits in there randomly. Yeah. Is it weird when you're with your girlfriend now and you're watching Netflix and then your show is just like popping up like, as you're scrolling down? Because I don't know, that sounds weird, but like I feel like that's a weird thing to experience. Especially since you weren't doing this a year ago.
No, watching myself on TV was definitely a bizarre concept.
Did you watch the whole show?
I did. I need to watch it again. I like watch it with like all my boys, like drinking and just cause, like the day
came out. You know what I mean?
It's like the best hype. Time like, to watch it. Yeah.
I probably, honestly, at this point, maybe not, but like I would like to sit down and like really see what because like the whole world's like seeing how you are on there, and I should probably sit down and watch it again, but.
It's hard to watch yourself, in my opinion. I can't watch myself.
Listening to your voice and shit.
Yeah.
And
it's gotten so much easier after like doing like podcast. Like now it's fine. I used to hate it though. I totally know what you mean.
I still hate my voice.
Yeah.
It's, I listen to my voicemail and I'm like, oh, I hate it.
Your voicemail is from like fucking 8th grade.
No, I changed it. I changed it and then I listened to it. Like I listened to it recently because like what I get like a bunch of random calls from I don't know where. So I want
to
know like
number to fans.
What do they want? Like what do they listen to? And at first it was like my 6th grade self. But then I changed it and I'm like, I hate how I sound.
Yeah, honestly, your voice got annoying to me real quick.
Too. Yeah, thank you. Right, man. Fucking I'll finally, I'll just fuck off, guys. Jeez. tell me, Carly, you guys are dating for a while. We didn't go over this yet, but it's a huge topic. It's a huge part of like your social media as well.
Yeah.
What is that like? You guys are dating from after the show.
Yeah.
Does it feel how different does it feel like being together off the show versus like on the show?
I think. Dating off the show, you really learn about each other. Like on the show, it's like you're filmed 24/7 and like you're getting pushed in these situations, like talk to other people. They're like, so when you have a problem in a reality show, like between two people,
everyone else
is part of the problem. Well, I mean that, but what's completely different from real life is that they say, okay, you two go sit and talk about that right now. Where like as in real life, like you have a problem, like it's that doesn't really happen.
Yeah.
Like, well, the girl would like not talk to you about it for like a day.
Exactly.
And then you're like, yo, what's up? Yeah. Yeah. That's our real life.
You're put face to face. Like, all right, you two sit down and they tell you like, ask them this. And then you're like, oh shit. All right. And then so the camera's on like, so you really, I mean, not that we had any like real problems in the villa anyway, but like that's really unrealistic. And then when you get in the real world and like other people get thrown in the mix and then also like, a total of like 2 million followers gets thrown in the mix just like on a relationship. And then it's like, I don't know. You go out in public and you see people or like.
Yeah, people got to run up to you guys, right? Yeah, in public. What do they say?
I don't know. Are you the guy from 12th Handle?
Okay. Yeah.
But you should start saying no.
No, I do.
Yeah. A lot of the time. You're like, no, dude.
Like, can I get a picture? I'll be like, yeah, you just Venmo me like 10 bucks.
Yeah.
So she was into Chase on the show before you came on.
Yeah.
And like their interactions always crack me up because like I watched a little bit of it and she's like very like out there and like, you know, like friendly. And then he's just kind of like, And I was like,
Have you guys met him out?
Yeah.
No, wait, actually, yeah, we have.
I've met him several times out.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's been at parties.
Are you tight with him?
Not at all.
Not at all.
I'm not a fan. He wasn't very nice to me.
Yeah.
I mean,
you just get like,
you just say like, "What's up?"
I was like with these two girls that like that, you know, like they like, aren't like the influencer space.
Yeah,
and they like went up and like introduced themselves. They weren't like on any like fangirl shit. Like it was not like, and he was just. Oh, he was just a dick. And it's like,
that's so weird, dude, because that's what like everybody says. And I'm like, at first it was more like a bro, like, what are you doing for yourself? Now I'm just like, all right, whatever, fuck it. Because every chance he gets, he like brings us up.
Yeah.
And it's just not like, I'm glad you had kind of an taste
I wasn't personally, like, he was with some, who was the other guy?
Marvin?
What?
Black dude from France?
Nah, he was with
No, it was the other, it was a guy that looked like Marvin.
Oh, what?
But he didn't have an accent. It might have been Marvin. I don't know.
Probably.
I'd do a bit, Marvin. Probably.
But that guy was super cool.
No, Marvin is the man. I say that all the time.
He was like really nice. Like, we were talking. We were chopping up for a while. And this, yeah, he just wasn't. Oh, he just wasn't very nice. Like, and I don't have any
I wouldn't
problem
say
with him. He just wasn't like a.
You guys have beef. Should we set him up?
Yeah, we should. Honestly, let's just skin the fucking ring.
Oh, he would beat my ass. He's fucking huge.
Yeah. So you never settled it with like Chase, so it's still a little icy?
No, I mean, I thought whatever. I talked to him once, saw him in Miami, which by the way, like, I don't know what he's. I saw him at like 2 p.m. at this pool party. At the SLS pool party. Okay. Have you seen the TikTok of him like throwing like $10 in ones into like the pool?
That's him?
Oh, yes.
Fuck that guy. Dude, I saw that video. I was like, fuck this guy. I was like, that's him?
Yes. Yes. That
so
is
that's,
him.
That's him. And, okay. Yes, that and is him. So I was there at that party. We were like, all right, whatever. He's wearing this like.
Wait, that was like recently?
That was like a month.
Three weeks.
That wasn't like a video from like 3 years ago.
Mm-mm. No one was paying attention to it.
No, and there's. You can see dudes in the pool like.
What is this?
He's like $13 for the ones. But anyway, we saw him that day, and whatever. I didn't. It was never. He's like being weird. Cause he just posted like text messages from Carly from like months and months ago, like January or some shit, like saying like trying to expose us, whatever. And the text didn't even really say anything.
Yeah.
But then we saw. So I wasn't gonna be like cool with him. I was just like whatever, like so like whatever. I wasn't gonna like make a big deal about it. And then we saw him later that night. And he's fucked up in the same clothes. So we saw him like 2 p.m. Then we saw him at like 2 a.m.
Bankrupt at this point because he's throwing all the money in the pool.
All of the money in his wallet's gone. Wearing the same sweaty ass hoodie, like 7-on-7 high school gym shorts and like, I don't even know, the same exact fit with like a backpack on. And I was like, oh, what the fuck? Like brush up against him. He's like all wet and slimy and shit. I was like, bro, like what are you doing? Like didn't really talk to him. And then saw him at another event and was like, yo, like, let's talk, bro. Like, whatever. So, put him aside, like, talk to him. And didn't really get any answers, whatever. And I thought it was kind of squashed. I was like, okay, Rick, we'll go. And then, I don't know, he sees, like, some, like, Hollywood fix. I don't know, something, whatever. And he's like, yeah, like, I don't know, like, fake relationship, shit like that. And it's just, like I don't know, like, beating
a
dead horse.
Fake like, about what? Like, your relationship?
He's saying me and Carly aren't, like.
Aren't real. You guys are fake. Okay.
A real relationship. And, like, because, I don't know. And it was just, like, dude, just, like, drop it at this point. Like.
Like it's over. Show's over.
Yeah. He's also on a show. He can get it kind of. He has a large opportunity of people that he can talk to.
He can branch out somewhere else.
And the thing is, it was like, I get it though, because like I'm not completely salty about the situation because you like sign up for it kind of like in this situation, in like this world. Yeah. You're signed up for it and it's the name of the game. And like,
yeah.
If you kind of don't know which direction to go in your content, you kind of just go to like talking shit like right away. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, because then that keeps you, people like to see that. And it like, turns for heads sure. And whatever. So I don't really know what he's doing, but that's definitely not like at this point like we don't follow each other. Like he's not, we followed each other literally up to like recently, then he started to do that and it was just like I don't know,
that's where kind of fit,
like
it's just weird energy where you like know it's not super malicious because he's just going after like clouding that drama,
yeah,
but you just standoffish.
Yeah, and that's where we see each other, we don't really speak or anything, and I'm like cool with Harry and I like dab Harry up, and then he like Chase will be there and it's just like
awkward. I know that's
just,
like,
you know what I mean? Yeah. It's like whatever, and then Harry's like giggling about it, so then I'm like giggling about it, and it's
and Harry doesn't get in beef because he's like, no one can hate Harry. Nah.
Well, and Harry can also beat the fuck out of
he can also beat the fuck out of anybody.
Harry's a great shit stirrer, like he's like a good mediator. Like you go on his show to like chop up the beef real quick, and he's great at being like,
What? Tell me more. Give me the clips. Give me the two.
You guys are, though, too. I've heard.
100%. This entire time, we're like, dude, this is going to be a clip.
Yeah. For sure. So, yeah, I guess to put it kind of, I mean, to rest, I guess, from my end.
Yeah.
It's just like, I don't know. Like, I don't really care what he's up to. I heard he's fucking, like, talk to girls. They're like, yeah, like, he has a girlfriend, I think, now. But he, like, entered. So, all right. This is a quick story from the other day. So, we had this, like, Netflix casting thing. Like we had to go do, they're like doing a big casting call thing.
Okay.
And they were like, will you guys come in the morning? Like talk to people when, that want to come cast, whatever. So we went and did that. And these girls, so as Chase is showing up, these girls are like casting for a Netflix show. And they're like everyone comes up to us and like instantly starts talking shit on Chase. Cause like, I don't know.
They all have experiences.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, and they just know like, yeah, like Harley, like I'm glad you're with Joey, whatever. And, so, oh yeah, so
the Netflix, so what is this casting call real quick? It's people okay, perspective casting,
whatever. Yeah, so it's, and Netflix is doing a huge casting call for The Circle, Too Hot to Handle,
okay,
like all those shows, and certain, they're getting for their next season because they're all being successful. And so we were all there. It was me, Carly, Harry, Chloe from the first season. Chase was there, just like Too Hot to Handle people that were in LA, and went to it. And these girls run up to us and they're like, oh my god, like whatever, Chase, like he like, we saw him at this party and he like introduced us to his girlfriend.
Yeah.
And then like she had to leave early or whatever. And he like an hour later, like started hit on me and was like, hey, like let's like go do whatever. And she like reminded him like, yo, you just like introduced me to your girlfriend. And he was like, oh, whatever. Like, and I just,
he mixed it up.
I was like, oh shit, bro. Like you got to keep your shit straight.
I remember in the episode of The Office where like they can't keep track of like these girls they're talking to. So they mark him on the arm with fucking pen. They can't tell these Benihana coworkers, so they just start marking them. I think that at some point, you know,
I could see that. I could see that happening, actually.
For sure. Yeah. You got to get your. That brings to another topic about like relationships in the public eye is like, you got to be careful with that shit. Like, you can't be taught like bringing your girl around and then like talking to other girls while your girl's around because people know. Like if I were to do something, like, not never would, but if I were to do something, like,
yeah.
Someone's gonna see.
There's no hiding.
Yeah,
there's gonna be a TikTok. There's gonna be a TikTok on your For You page the next day. Like, I was out partying last night, and this dude was flirting.
Joey was fucking. We were talking about this the other day too. Is like, girls do this thing where it's like, and you will not like, you will not catch guys doing this. Girls do this thing where it's like, hey girly, like in the request at the end, like, so look, she's like, yeah, because guys, you'll never see like, say, like I don't even know, bro, like. I was out and I saw your girl like do something with someone.
Yeah.
Like I'm not gonna text you like, "Hey broski," like or like DM you like random, like not even know her. Like girls love to do that. Like some girls they don't even know, but know like this is their boyfriend.
There's been times though, like where like there's been people in our house and me personally, like there's people that have like boyfriends, like you know what I mean, like have boyfriends, and I'll be like, bruh, I almost want to tell that dude, bruh, like.
Is it your place? Like, can you tell that to the guy? I don't know.
I don't know, man. It's kind of like, I didn't. And I don't think I ever would.
Did
but
you
like,
did it?
No, I didn't.
Oh, did
no,
it?
No, yeah, he fucked her and then it was so.
Oh, you fucked her. Oh, you hooked up with a girl.
No, no.
Tell her boy.
No, I hooked up with her boyfriend.
Wait, what?
No, so he's saying is that a girl was flirting that he knew she had a boyfriend.
Flirting with you, you're saying?
Yeah.
No, and I didn't know that she had a boyfriend.
Oh, you did it.
But afterwards, I felt, you know, I just, you know.
I thought you were saying you were just witnessing a girl be a hoe while she had a boyfriend. No, she was being a hoe.
To you.
Yeah, directly. And I was like, bro, I almost, because I didn't know. You know, I wouldn't, I don't think I would. I wouldn't, I might, if I knew a girl had a boyfriend. But I didn't. And it probably would have been good to like, maybe just like, you know, dude, your girl's a fucking hoe, man.
I mean, that I feel like, well, okay, what do you think? At the end of the day, is that bro code to tell him? Be like, okay, your girl's like hoeing around.
Because it depends on how close you are to that guy. They'll call him like a fucking. They'll say that about a guy that's doing the same thing.
That's what I'm saying. Girls love doing that.
Yeah.
But I'm not. I'm not the one.
I don't want to get into other people's business.
I'm never going to text a boyfriend, especially a dude. If it was my boy, like.
Exactly.
If one of my
girls. Relationship. If it's
like.
How close?
Like one of my boys and I see his girl do some shit, like I'm. Yeah.
Yeah. Clara, if you ever do that, I'm going straight to fucking Chris. We swear to God.
Just know if you're going to pull some shit, don't do it around his boys. But
yeah, at a different school, different whole different
gotta
place.
Gotta go to a different place in LA.
But yeah, I wouldn't unless really it was my boy. Well, girls from the other hand will like not know the girl, not know the
find
guy,
her.
See it happen and go like,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I don't know.
Because they have the moral justification that's okay in some way because you're like protecting the guy that is innocent, but really it's just, dude, you're just fucking shit up.
Yeah. No, I just...
You stay out of it.
Yeah. Definitely stay out of that.
Just, so besides...
Even though I guess I kind of just aired it out on a podcast for... Whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, no, because he didn't really actually have a girlfriend then in that case.
Who?
With Chase.
I don't know. I think he might.
Oh, shit. Okay. Anyway.
Allegedly. So
allegedly.
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 Yeah.
It's all legend.
Besides Chase, is there anybody else that you like? I mean, you're new to them, so you're not experiencing like that creator beef. Do you have any other beef with people, whether it was on the show or like in person, like that you met?
Nah, like everything else. Everyone. I guess the first time you meet everyone, like you have to be a real dickhead to be a dick. Like the first time you meet somebody,
there's
you
know? A lot out there, man. There's a lot. There's people that are just
those are the true dickheads,
just absolute, just like shitheads.
The ones I'm waiting for are the ones I meet and then. Like that you're cool with, and then like some weird shit, yeah. Which like yeah. I hear like happens a lot.
It does. Yeah.
I mean, LA. Sure. The best way to describe LA is like, LA is just high school, but with money.
Yeah.
A lot more drugs and like
a lot more people watching,
and then a lot more people
a lot more attention. Watching. Yeah.
And that's the best way to describe LA. Like yeah. You know, it's literally just high school.
Yeah. And we've had like in our situation, we've had people that we've had on that it just doesn't we're just not getting along, like yeah. We just don't fuck with the person and they don't fuck with us, and it's just really really uncomfortable, yeah. And afterwards people ask us, we'll be honest, like, dude, we just don't fuck with the person, it didn't go well,
yeah.
But like we never would talk shit about the person that we generally get along with, right? Like yeah. we're actually yeah. tight now, we've hung yeah. out, and like we're solid, we're gonna probably go do more stuff like this week
for sure,
but like there's been situations where it doesn't happen and it's pretty clear that we just don't get along, and right. Oftentimes it's on camera so people know as well.
At least they weren't like fake, and then it, like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'd rather have someone come and like be weird, like weird, so you know like shit's not cool, yeah, and yeah, be yeah. cool, and then
yeah
know?
Well, my thing is too is like if I don't like somebody, like it's, you know, it's just like very apparent, you know what I mean? Like I don't like when people don't like someone, or if like people are just like, and you know they like don't like let you know, exactly. It's like I'd rather just know, and then like just so you don't have to like be around that person,
yeah.
But like with me, like if I don't like somebody, like I'll just
you just say it.
Like, hey, I don't yeah. like you that much.
Well, we've talked about this before. Like when people ask you, like, what's your opinion on this person? Honestly, here in LA, it makes sense to be really hesitant to say what you actually think.
Yeah.
Because it's going to get right back to that person.
Yeah, for sure.
And it can fuck up opportunities.
Yeah.
It can make things harder to like go do stuff if people know how you truly feel. So you also have to like bottle it up sometimes, which probably isn't the healthiest thing to do.
It also makes for great content, though.
It does make for great fucking content. You know? Yeah, a little content whore.
He's business mindset.
He is. Dude, he's the most, yeah. The content whore.
What do you mean? You can't be in the drama now. You have a girl.
I'm not in the drama. I'm only in the drama if somebody's coming from my neck. Cause I talk a lot of shit, you know?
He can but also always say anything he wants and know that he's on camera and he's just got like a like normal stuff going on off camera.
Yeah.
Which is,
yeah.
I think is a bigger advantage versus someone yeah. like us who is, you know, where it's like a mix of both worlds. You can completely disconnect who you are off camera and be like with who you are on camera. You
yeah.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. It's definitely harder now. Yeah.
Did you ever worry about like your girlfriend's like popping on Instagram? Yeah. She's super famous. Like just all the attention that she gets as well.
I mean, I see it. It's wild. Like some of the DMs she gets from like people,
like some like crazy verified people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some crazy like girls and guys. Like.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Is that like easy to deal with? Because obviously you guys, I'm sure, trust each other, but like that's still like yeah. hard, you know?
Nah, it's whatever. I'm not mm-hmm. like, I'm not crazy about like the DM sliding or like the social media, like on the phone type of thing. Well, yeah. I get weird about it in person. Like if, you know what I mean? If like super. When we go out, like.
The best one is like when someone just like blatantly flirts with your girlfriend, like yeah. right in front of your face.
Has that
like,
happened? Like what?
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah,
what's the story? Sure. Like what's going on? Sure. What's going down?
You're dropping names. No,
drop them. Well, you can drop a name. You can drop a name just so we know, and we'll just bleep it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. If you say like Luke bleep this, he'll bleep it.
Beep.
Nah, dude, a kid. Okay, cool. You gotta tell me. You gotta bleep it though.
Yeah.
We look at
this. Oh yeah. Well, it'll just help.
We swear
it'll
we'll beep
just
it.
Help us.
All right. Better. So, dude, I'll tell you guys then. Both of them. Well, one of the crazy. Before I get into who hits it on our person, bro, wants to fuck Carly. So bad. So bad.
That's huge.
Wants it. And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
you can leverage
it's flattering
this,
at right? a certain
this
level.
This is huge for you.
Right?
This is
so
a
like,
big
I need to wedge myself in the middle of that somehow.
Yeah.
But no, that's one that's like, not even just like a DM once, like consistent, constant communication.
What are the DMs like? Like, hey, let's hook up? Or is it like, yo, we're going to hang out?
Like, definitely like sexual, like it's hot. Like they talk about like, oh, do this. Like late night drunk, like hit ups.
Really?
And that's where, like, I don't give, like, it's a girl, so, like, I don't, like, I don't know. I'm not.
So, see, type. That's also, that just brings a whole nother question to the
it's
table.
It's like a childhood, like, per, like.
Yeah, yeah, she was on all the shows and all the, no, like, not spoiling anything. Okay, it's not fucking Jesse or something, but.
it's fucking it's Charlie. London Tipton. It's Charlie from Good Luck Charlie.
God damn it. It's, that's a raven.
Yeah, she's, she's 18.
No, but so, because I saw this question the other day, like, is it, do people get jealous if, like, like, or is it cheating if a straight girl gets with a girl while she's in a relationship with a guy?
Clara says yes, 100%.
Wait, right, say there. It again?
Is it cheating if a straight girl, so it'd be like your girlfriend, yep, and this, gets with a girl?
Like, she hooks up with, again, bleep that, so? But.
Yeah, well, it depends. Isn't well, that no, my fucking question?
Carly thinks it is. Like, Carly's saying, like,
it's cheating if yeah, you did that. Okay.
Cause she, but it is different. Cause I don't know.
They're what if you watch one of her movies before she goes out, and then she goes out and meets up with her? Right? Come on, dude.
Like, no, cause it's weird. Cause I tell her like, yeah, like you're chilling, but like she will be like, no, cause I like wouldn't want you to like hook up with a dude. And I was like you don't really have to worry, like you know.
Yeah, that's
like, it, but like, but it is different because girls. I don't know. It just is different. Like
if John Stamos hits you up, right, and goes, yeah, "Dude, I'm gonna fuck you, bro, Joey."
Yeah.
And your girlfriend's like, "Do it, Joey."
Like I would know. Like I wouldn't do it, but like fuck, if John Stamos hit me, like I'd like probably flirt with him.
Yeah, for sure.
But it, like
for shits and gigs.
Like you're like, up from her house,
having
dude,
a conversation with John Stamos. Like
it is. Like, it is weird, and it's actually almost impossible to describe because it doesn't actually. Like, once you, like, start thinking about it, it doesn't actually yeah, make sense on, like, why. But, like, in your mind, you're like, yeah, I don't really see a problem with it. Like, you know, it's kind of hot. Like, mm-hmm, but, like, that's not really how it should be.
Also, a situation that pretty much no one can relate to. Mm-hmm. But it is, like, a unique position that
weird,
you're now
weird
in.
Situation.
Yeah.
That I'm living in.
Who's the other person? We'll bleep this, too.
I mean, this one isn't as big of a deal. And I don't really yeah, think he means, like, harm by it or anything. But everywhere. And I, like, kind of, like, I don't really know him, but, like.
David Dobrik.
No. No, Austin Mahone. Every time we go right, out and see him out, he goes straight for Carly. Which, like, I see it. I guess it's like a compliment. Like, it's whatever. And he doesn't get, like, too crazy with it. But, like, I mean, bro, Austin Mahone's a stud. Like, yeah, that's, like,
dude,
someone I should
Austin
be, like,
Mahone. I was pretty drunk the other night, and I saw Austin Mahone. And I didn't, like, realize I was, like, kind of, like, memeing on him. But yeah, apparently I was. And I was like, no fucking way.
Yeah.
It's Austin Mahone. It's Pitbull feature Austin Mahone. Yeah. Because, like, I had met him before, and he's homies with, like, guys that I'm friends with.
Yeah.
And, like, those two guys were there. And, like, you know, I was just, like, joking around.
Yeah.
And but I didn't actually, like, realize, like, the scope of, like, what I was saying. But yeah, I was like, it's Pitbull feature 100 million streams on Spotify. Austin Mahone.
Yeah.
And, like, he was just kind of like, yeah, dude. Yeah. You know, he's, like, kind of, like, getting, like, yeah, like, I don't know,
like, it's
like
fucking fan.
I feel like he knows your face.
I was not. What?
Does he know I feel like he face? Knows your face.
I don't know. It was pretty funny.
See, why the fuck is Cody Ko yeah, yelling this shit at me right now?
I was about to say that, bro. Just
I don't know. It was funny because then my friend Johnny was telling me the next day. He's like, dude, you were really going in on Austin Mahone, man. I'm like, didn't even try to. I just thought it was a joke.
So how does he come up to it? What kind of events is this, like, happen?
Happens all the time. Like, I see Hyde, Miami. We were in Miami. That's when we first, like, met him and up to her, and I was like, whatever, like, okay, cool, like, he doesn't really know. But then, like, we've seen him, like, multiple places around, like Hyde or like the fair. I don't went to the fair, like, but it's like every time, and it's not like,
yeah,
honestly, it's like whatever, like, I'm not about to be like freaking out about that, but like, it's just like funny because I see, but at the same time, it's like, okay, like, bro, Austin Mahone's Austin Mahone, and like, he can be fucking bad bitches, so like, he's a stud. Like, it's like a compliment.
It's a compliment for sure.
And it's not like, I don't really think he like know each other. Like, I see him around, like, we like dab each other. We don't really know each other. But like, I guess if I was him and in the same position, I'd probably do the same thing. Like, not really give a fuck.
Yeah.
But like, it is funny. It's like consistent. Like, he definitely like, he goes up there. She's hot, time, which is like,
what does your girlfriend think about it? Does she like ignore goes, that's not happening? Or is it like,
she know, like, we've talked about it. She's like, I know, like, every time, she's like, I don't have his number. Like, I didn't get, like, obviously his number. We don't follow each other or anything. It's nothing like that. It's just every time we see him out, he goes up to her, like,
yeah,
that's hilarious. Just,
mm-hmm. Yeah. And she's like, nah, like, whatever, you don't have to worry about it.
Let me ask you the hard hitting question, right?
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh.
Situation. You guys are both, you know, in a relationship for, you know, years and years, and you guys have mm-hmm. that situation where Austin's coming up. You have
yeah.
bleep coming up to you, right? That person we're talking about. Would you ever be like, three of us, bring him in, we bring that person in, and we do it together, and we can be solid as a triangle versus like.
Are we talking male or female individual?
Both. We're both.
Definitely can't be fucking my girlfriend with another dude.
Yeah.
But Carly says all the time. She says it on podcasts like all the time. Like she's like, in like a year, if like someone, she says she has to pick who she is, but she's down,
dude. Let's go.
That's lit.
That's lit, right?
That's so cool. Yeah. But
which is like puts me in a weird spot, right? Like, would you like? Have you ever had a threesome with your girlfriend?
All I know is that I feel me like there's going to be a little bit of problems afterwards.
Right? No, a problem.
Definitely.
You were staring at her too long.
You're touching her way too long, bro. What happened?
Like, too much attention. Like,
there's girls get jealous of, like, literally shit that's, like, not even a thing.
You're telling me, bro. Mm.
Like, literally she's not like, even a thing.
Look, she's looking. She's pissed already.
Like, yeah, girls get jealous. Like, girls get jealous about shit that, like, they would have. It's impossible to explain. Nah, girls are fucking ridiculous. Sure. But so you have to pick a guy to bring into your threesome. Who is it? Who's the guy?
Any
guy.
We've also had this conversation. Any guy. Like,
and you have
there's
to
like
pick.
Some passes. Like
yeah.
You know what I mean? There's always some passes. Like, and she was like, because I forget who did I bring up? Oh, like Kardashians or something. She was like, oh my god, like you would fuck him. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I hope that like, I will get a pass for that one. She's like, okay, then like I get a pass if like. Bieber wants to, and I was like,
ah, yeah,
yes, I'll high five you on the way to Bieber's crib. Like,
that, yeah, that's fair. You gotta have like so the sick. Passes for each other. I mean, is there? You're just start getting like specific, like, yeah, but what about my hometown friend Johnny?
Dude,
Wait, but she's like, wait, like, what about this one?
Like, that's it. Has to be like able to tell the story, but then that's also easy to say, and then when it actually comes down to
well, and it's just like,
would I actually be like that chill with like. Brad Pitt, like Bieber, whoever.
Yeah.
Like, low key, when you think about it, like, fuck that. They get everything they want. Like, exactly. Why did they get fuck my girl? That. Like, fuck that.
Mm. Well, it's more like he's winning, benefiting from it, too. He's technically asking what brothers with Justin Bieber.
Fuck yeah, that. Bring it straight to a podcast. We'd air it out.
Oh, 100%.
That was so lit. Being asked my bros with Justin Bieber would be well. I came up with this. I came up with this app idea the other day. Okay. It was like a couple months ago, but it was it's kind of a fucked up app. What?
You gotta. Say it like, but vivid, like, don't say it too much because you don't want people stealing your idea.
Yeah, IP, dude. Intellectual property.
You're actually thinking about coming out with this one.
No.
Say trademark after.
Oh, I thought it was going to be good.
No. I mean, no, it's a great app, but I would never.
It's in development.
But, so the app is pretty much after you fuck someone, you guys, like, verify that you guys fucked. Like, you know, you guys, like, become, like, friends on this app, right? And then it attaches you to the list of Eskimo bros or Eskimo sisters that you have.
On the blockchain.
Who's willing to... Like actually put their shit out. Like
I don't know, but people put their shit out everywhere.
Dude, girls have showed me this one girl that I know showed me an alphabetical list of these names, and she tried to make out with somebody in every single like starting with every single name in the alphabet. Like she has like a Zeke for a Z, right? And she doesn't have an X yet.
We know the same. We're talking about the same girl.
Yeah, we're talking about the exact same girl. But isn't that interesting? Like people keep track of that, and they're willing to show
Does
that.
She
out.
Watch? Is she gonna know?
No, she won't get this far on the podcast. Yeah. She's also one of my friends. So,
yeah,
I'm just saying, like, I saw that. That was interesting to me. I've never seen that before. Right? I don't know. People are willing to air it out.
Yeah, that's why.
Have you ever been fucking someone and call them the wrong name?
Yeah, for sure. No, I or like just not say the name at all. Like, or like finesse, like looking at their, I don't know.
Like their what name tag or something?
Yeah, looking at their name tag. No, I mean. Not like a no, definitely has happened a good amount of times. Not like one specifically that I can. It always happens when you're drunk. Like you just don't know like what's going on.
The worst is when you like wake up in the morning and you like roll over and you're like, what the fuck? How that you're like, what the?
Does that happen to you?
Oh, like there's times I like roll over in the morning. I'm like, how the fuck did this happen?
Post nut clarity is definitely a thing.
Oh, it's dude, really for sure, bro. If you don't really love someone. Yeah, it's so thing.
two girls that I know, he knows them too, but we went to like Korean barbecue and it was just like they're completely platonic, right? I'm just friends with them and I've known them, one of them since like high school and they're friends. But I was explaining to them post-nut clarity because they didn't seem to fully understand the concept. And I was like, it's like, to be frank with you, it's right after you are done, they literally do not want to see you whatsoever and feel disgusted in both themselves that they just like, fuck this and I'm out. And it's unless they fully love you, they're always going to feel that way because it's something chemical. And they look at me and go, oh, no. And they're like thinking back to all these like hookups. I'm like, that's The post on Clarity is the most real thing in the world.
You went deep, like, disgusted with myself. Like, sometimes it's not, like...
And not that crazy. It's more of, like...
disgusted with them and myself.
Do you remember in, like, middle school or high school and shit when you'd be, like, watching porn, you, like, didn't know, like, what post not clarity was yet?
Yeah.
And you're like, dude, what the fuck am I watching? Like,
I'm an animal.
No, bro. You'd be, like, the shit would, like, still be, like, playing on your phone. You'd be, like, you'd be, like, cleaning shit up. And, like, you like, didn't know, like, what post not clarity was. And you're like, dude, what the fuck am I watching, bro?
It's, like, anxiety. You're just, like... No, that's when you're just like disgusted with yourself. You're like fucking, you're just discovered beating off. You're like trying to get like kitchen utensils involved. You're like putting shit in a microwave.
Kitchen utensils? Like, what fucking kitchen utensils are you using? Forks and knives?
Fucking like fucking banana peels and shit.
Have you ever fucked a fruit?
Have I ever fucked a fruit? Like definitely you've used like a lot. Like I don't know. But you're like just discovering like what the hell's going on. Mm. Like you're home alone. Like,
but you've had sex with a fruit, like from a tree.
Banana tree, maybe?
Like how do you even have sex with a banana? Oh, like, did you like wrap it around your dick?
Yeah.
Did it feel good?
I don't remember.
Because
I
honestly,
put it in a microwave.
Because I hate the feel of like how banana peel feels on like your hands.
Do you like the way like vagina feels on your hands?
Yeah, but I mean, there's a very distinctive difference between vagina and banana.
Is it?
It's so different. It has banana to be.
Peel? Nah, not if you put it in the microwave.
Is that the difference? You got to put in the how long? 30 seconds?
Yeah, 30 seconds.
Oh, wait, okay. Don't bananas blow up in the microwave?
No, you ate the banana already. It's just a peel.
Yeah.
And then what does it do? It creates like a difference.
Oh, you thought I was fucking a banana.
That's what I'm saying. Well, so first I thought you were sticking the banana in your ass.
No, it's hollow.
Oh. The peel is hollow, and you're inserting it into the peel.
Right.
It's like a Curious George, but like when he gets like a teenager.
Yeah. Dude, right?
More like Mario Kart. Like.
Dude, that's like a 5-minute ordeal that you had to like orchestrate. Okay, I'm going to use this banana to
horny out of your mind, like 13 years old, like ready to rock and roll.
Yeah, but you could already found a video already, got comfortable like that. As this goes limp.
Yeah, exactly. Video get comfortable.
Had your
you gotta keep it spicy when you're like a 13-year-old virgin. Like, how do you gotta keep your sex life like spicy? Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah, your sex life with your hand. Have you ever been jerking off and your phone dies?
Dude, and you're worried that when it turns.
To be honest, dude, I don't really watch porn.
But like, you have like, I'm not talking about like now. I'm talking about like old times.
Not, dude. Like Oh, I guess I still have that on my phone too. But I don't think that's happened to me.
It's weird.
Your straight imagination.
Because you have so you have two roads that you can go down.
Yeah.
You can either just tap into the imagination, see what happens, or you can just get up from wherever you are and just go on with your day.
You're not a quitter though.
But that's the thing. So sometimes you're like, okay, I'm kind of over this, bro. But sometimes you're like, oh yeah, let's dive into the archives and see what happens. But yeah, I don't know. It's an interesting thing that happens. It happens once in a blue moon. But yeah, when your phone dies or you're jerking off, woo, interesting one. And the thing is like,
I feel like he's thinking of a story right now
in
his head.
I used to have an old ass iPhone. And like my phone died at like 50%.
What happened to you, Chris?
Dude, and I was like, phone dying while watching porn is like a common problem back then, I feel like. I happened to me several times.
Yeah,
my phone just died. I'm like,
well, because
fuck,
my phone
would die.
My phone used to die.
Like, go
30%.
To your laptop.
Cause with the iPhone 6, the iPhone 6 batteries were shit after a while.
So bad, bro.
So poop.
They left me stranded so many times.
All right, dude. Are you okay? Continue on after jerking off into bananas. Are you doing any other shows after? Like, is that what you're trying to do? What's the move now? Other than social media, obviously.
So, yeah, right now I guess it's just capturing. Dude, by the way. Like, TikTok is pissing me the fuck off.
It sucks.
Yeah, they get community guidelines.
They're banning everyone
every
fucking day.
What?
Dude, they're super understaffed right now because everyone that they hired were being underpaid supposedly.
Quit.
And they all quit. So they're all relying on the algorithm and then and reports by viewers. But you can't do shit.
That's fucked. Dude, I literally have been. And it's like sucks right now. It's so important for me to like be posting every day, if not multiple times a day. Yeah. Like right now when the show just came out. And it's like I literally have been able to post probably a total of 4 days in the past 2 weeks. Like I've
really
been, dude, I do like a TikTok in bed just with my shirt off, like not even showing like my nipples, bro. Like, and I'll get flagged community guidelines.
Not even a nip slip.
No, not even a nip slip.
And they'll take you down.
Blocked.
Like, that's fucked. And you got girls on there that are showing their ass, but like it's okay as long as they're
in front
of a pool.
I've seen vagina on TikTok. Like I have at a million likes. Oh yeah, that's like maybe a vagina. Like I'm like, yeah, that's full on. That's just
pussy slip.
No, not even a slip. It was just full on pussy.
Oh shit!
Sometimes there's also moms something that breastfeed on TikTok. Have you guys seen that?
Yeah,
before?
I've seen plastic surgery.
Just bitch, what? Or just kids sucking nipples on TikTok? If you
people
look up
watch that, like breastfeeding
titties.
TikTok, You guys are on breastfeeding TikTok?
Oh, I have an interesting for you pitch. Come
golf and breastfeeding.
It happens.
So you're getting taken down all the time. Yeah, it's mostly for like time.
And no, I commented back to like one of my boys literally like posted something and he was like, oh, like that's beef. And I literally commented back, big beef. And that's what I'm banned for right at the moment for like a week.
Well, you can't post for a week.
Big beef. Well, wow. It doesn't even give me, you guys might maybe check it out after, like you guys are more experienced than me, but like Markel was looking at it, like literally it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, dude, because you can go to people for YouTube, you can go to people for Instagram. TikTok just isn't at that point yet. It's too new that there's no people you can go to.
I try to, whatever.
Yeah. I'm trying to work with Netflix, right? Whatever. Maybe they have like connections there too.
Maybe. I should probably reach out to somebody.
I mean, Netflix would probably actually help you out with it because they'd be like, yo, we want to get more exposure for the show and shit.
Going back to that. No, I mean, definitely in the future, I'd love to be on another Netflix show, obviously in good contact with them, good relationships with all those producers and everything. That'd be sick. I'm not really allowed to do another show that's really anything like Too Hot to Handle for like a year.
Non-compete.
But they can give you permission. Like if I was like, can I go on like Wildin' Out or like some shit? Mm-hmm. They're like, yeah, you can do that. I'd love to do that. Like I love hopping on podcasts, honestly.
Yeah. Well, this has been fun. Like normally we prepare a little bit better than we did today. So I'm really glad that you were actually interesting to talk to.
Yeah.
Because
appreciate it.
Yeah. No, it was quite the, we were like, oh shit, we got a podcast coming up. You know what I mean? But it's easy when the person's interesting and like can actually talk opposed to like if we like actually
we just, like go off the energy and we're able to go on topic and it's very natural, right? It doesn't feel like we're hitting bullets.
Yeah, for sure. And you guys are dope too, like this situation you guys have going on right now.
Thank you.
Honestly haven't watched a full podcast of yours yet, but now I will.
I haven't watched an episode of your fucking
so we're even so we're even.
I recommend the Two-Turnt Tony.
Yeah, Two-Turnt Tony is fun.
If you listen to Jowsy too.
Rug and how's Harry Jowsy?
Yeah,
Face Jowsy was on.
Yeah, I thought Bryce Hall was pretty good too.
Bryce Hall
was
really
good. Come get fucked that's up it. With us.
Yeah, if you're down, let's do something this weekend.
That's you got my number now.
That's a great podcast. Introduction to what we are like on the other side of podcasting.
Yeah, when the mics turn off.
Vlog it. You guys vlog.
Yeah,
you vlog.
It's like we vlog, but not. We don't vlog. The 88% of what
I
we
look
do
like a horrible.
I look like you guys can't be drinking and shit.
Yeah, we can't do that.
We do though. Most of our vlogs are just us getting plastered. Like if we're doing like drinking challenges and stuff like that, but it's part of like we'll do like we did a beer Olympics, right? It was like Sway House versus Sink House versus like a couple other houses, and it was like a drinking competition where we have to like do all these obstacles, and we would drink in there. But our main thing is like this, right? So it's not natural to be vlogging all the time, although we want to.
Yeah, I also look like such an idiot on like our last few vlogs. Like I don't even know. Like, just the clips that we've gotten have literally just been me like,
he's giggling.
No, just so shit faced. Like this kid literally fell down an entire hill, and like he had to get carried back up. He was blacked out.
Oh, that was you?
Fell asleep in a car.
Yeah, you heard that part of the
blacked
episode?
Blacked out down at Bryce's party.
Bryce's party. Yeah. I had to go down and
your
rescue.
Phone
this
and
kid.
Shit was there the next day.
Yep, that was him.
You're such a quiet fucker. You get blacked
out. Yeah, that was him. That was him. So, like, that doesn't even get captured. But, of course, me, like, stumbling in after the Uber, like, jumping in my bed, getting all stoked, like, just shit-faced. Like, that gets put in.
Or after the day after his 21st birthday, upstairs, we go up to his room. And he comes down, storming down, yells at all of us. He goes, who left shit on my chair? And we're like, what? Like, your clothes and stuff? He goes, no, human shit. Yeah. We're like, what?
Somebody pooped in my chair.
Dude, Chris, it was you. You pooped in your chair.
I pooped in my chair. Somebody pooped in my chair. It was 50-50.
His office chair. I wasn't there. I got a phone call. He was blaming her at first. And I was like, Clara would never do that.
I didn't blame her. I said, because she was in the room with me where I was asleep. So if somebody came and shat, she probably was the only person to know. It may be me, but I'm just saying that I don't.
It's her.
I've checked everywhere. I've checked both. Like I checked all my clothes. I checked every pants I wore that day, every underwear I wore that day.
Dude, no. If we had cameras in this house, oh my god,
we would be living here. Our landlord would kick us out.
Yeah. Well, no, you got to put your own cameras up.
Oh,
dude, we actually should do that. We got to put a camera in that fucking line.
We've had an Xbox taken.
The amount of bodies that have been
stolen from you.
Yeah,
we've hosted a bunch of parties.
Why don't you guys gotta hide your shit, right?
Yeah,
we do. But
the issue is that like people invite everyone over, and then like half of us will be like watching Netflix on like the couch, and then we'll like go to like another room or shit, and then just huge waves of people will like flow in and we're like whoa. All right, let's turn up
rooms and shit. That sucks.
Yeah,
people are shitty.
People are shitty. Literally people shit on Chris's chair.
People are literally shitty.
Yeah, that room was disgusting.
All right, guys. I hope you guys enjoyed that episode. All of Joey's links are being linked down below. Go follow him on everything. Yeah, go check it out. And follow us on Instagram. And then also listen to us on Spotify and our podcast.
And send us Sync Helps to thesyncpodcast1@gmail.com. Just tell us your problems and we'll help you out.
Thesyncpodcast1@gmail.com. We'll see you guys next time. Peace out, guys. Peace.
Woo!